Hello, Debbie speaking. Hey, Nella, I was just about to pick the phone up to ring you. That's okay. I rang Chubb this morning because I hadn't received anything back from them. Usually they send a claim number and advise that they've seen it. I've just spoken to one of the claims guys there that's sort of like management. And he's had a look at it. He said they're behind a little bit. I've sent it to him directly. He's gonna flag it as urgent for me and get somebody to have a look at it. So hopefully today they'll at least review it, because I said I really need some advice on this. I said because it's a little bit above me knowing what to tell you, and that, so I said if I can get somebody to have a look at it and sort of help point me in the right direction on it, because I'm a little bit unsure myself. So he said he's going to send it across and get somebody to have a look at it and at least, hopefully give me some advice on what we need to do next. Are they lodging any claims with their own insurance on this, or is this just coming from them and they're just trying to it's kind of like bullying you into doing it. I think it sounds like if it's not, because it's obviously not coming from any insurance company, because insurance companies don't do that. It sounds like it's coming just from, like, they're taking matters into their own hands, and just trying to sort of bully you. Well, I thought that they would be looking into at least something, because who knows what they've got. I don't know. Let's just work on with our insurance and see what they say. I reckon Monday, but I just feel it's a bit of a bullying that they're doing. They're just trying to, by the sounds of it, they're just bombarding you with emails to, No, that's okay. I just got an email back from the guy that I sent the email to this morning, and he's just said, "Thanks, Debbie, confirming receipt of your email." So at least now I know he's got it, so that he can get somebody to review it for me. I said to him, I said, "You guys are usually really quick, like." Okay, and this is the only one that I don't want that I need you to be quick on. I said, and he's like, "No, that's fine." He said, "We'll have a look at it." I'm only because Dean's not here, so I'm sort of just trying to do what I can to help you, because he'd have a bit more probably direction and an understanding of it and that. So I'm sort of, doing the best I can for you. Yep, that'd be good. Yeah. At least then we've got a then we've got something to come back with, or at least we've got something from the insurer to give me some guidance, because yeah, we've well, I would have thought there'd be, because liability claims, they are messy, but usually someone will put something through to somebody and then everyone starts to try and claim off everybody else. So, but I just don't, I'm not sure if that's, obviously that's, they've either put that in or they haven't put it in yet and they're just trying to get you to do it, you know. I don't know, because usually, especially with construction and that, they are very messy. They're not straight cut. Like, I walk into a shop, I fall over, I claim on the liability. We know what's happened. It's all done. One person involved, one person claiming. With the constructions, you've got so many different contractors, and then it's sort of a flow-on effect. So everyone's then going to try and recoup what they can from who they think's responsible, and it's just trying to work out who's responsible for what and or not, or you know, that's the thing. Because this is a technical one. The insurer they'll come, they'll get all the details that they need, and they'll either contact him directly or send him a letter. Yeah. So it's just, it's a technical one, Nella, and it's, yeah, it's not something that I've really done before. So I'm sort of going by smaller things that have happened, but this is probably a little bit on a bigger scale. So, because there's so many different people involved, so I need a technical expert from Chubb. That's their job, to help guide me, so I can guide you, and raise any questions that you might not think of. That's where I can come in and say, well, hang on, let's have a look at this or do that. So, sort of the middle person trying to get it. Just say, look, we're doing our part. We're sending the insurance company. We're just waiting for them to review it and respond. Once we've got a response, you know, then we know our next course of action. But you know, you can't do any more till we know that. That's the thing. All right. No worries. That's okay, and we'll speak again next week. Yeah. Take care. Bye.